Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's good to see you here this morning. It means that you made it through this morning's snowstorm, which wasn't quite as big as the one we had earlier this week. And it's always good to put storms behind us. But it's February in Chicago, and this is what we're in for. We've seen it before, and we will see it again. We've entered into that long, tiresome stretch of winter. More often than not, the days are cold and damp and gray, and our cars are gray too, painted with that ugly coating of road salt. The next holiday break seems pretty far off. Our cars make funny noises when we try to start them, and the sloppy, icy sidewalks and driveways are just sometimes too hard to navigate. Those few bright spots, Valentine's Day and President's Day, don't mean that much and don't do too much to break up these long gray days of February. These are the days when we like to hunker down on the couch, maybe with a good movie, if you have a fireplace, we like to light the fire, and perhaps there's a hot chocolate or a hot toddy is in order. I have a recipe for a hot toddy that I call Fred Quill. It contains tea, honey, a clove or two, and a very generous dose of my favorite grain-based distilled beverage. It does everything DayQuil or NyQuil does, only much, much more sublimely. But these days, it's beef stew, it's lasagna and meatloaf for the menu. Sweaters and comforters are in order, and we all tend to move a bit slower. The few bright and sunny days of February are treasured, and we begin to ache for a spring that's coming. We long for sunshine that will have warmth in it. It's no wonder many people suffer from winter blues, or as it's known medically, SAD, S-A-D, seasonal affective disorder. This is a type of depression that is often treated with daylight balanced light boxes and a regimen of diet and exercise. It's a fact, winter brings us down, and we anxiously await the warmth of the new life that comes with spring. We're all in need of some kind of light therapy. So it's good you made it through the snow today to Trinity, because believe it or not, the Lord has just what we all need. You may or may not realize it, but the Bible readings we read each Sunday in church come from what is called the three-year lectionary. This is an organized selection of Bible readings that correspond to the church calendar. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has always followed a lectionary of this sort, and we, as well as many other Christian denominations, have been following this particular three-year series since 1979. The beauty of this is that it keeps congregations, pastors, and yes, vicars too, on track with Scripture. It keeps us from veering into personal and worldly, unscriptural topics. Keeps us always focused, as Paul said in today's reading, on Jesus Christ and on Him crucified. And it keeps our speech, as Paul also said, in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith may not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. What I have found amazing about this lectionary is that it always seems to have just the right message at just the right time for just the right people. But that's just how God works. In our gospel message for today, we are hit right in the middle of our winter blues. Jesus, during his Sermon on the Mount, and immediately after the Beatitude, now gives us the diet, exercise, and light therapy we need right now. He starts out by calling us the salt of the earth. And that's a compliment for you younger people who may not be familiar with this term. Salt not only seasons our food, but it preserves it as well. It enhances flavor, and it makes foods taste better, and it keeps the food from spoiling. As we learned, it also does a great job of making sidewalks and driveways better for walking and traveling on. By calling us the salt of the earth, Jesus lets us Christians know that we are his instruments for making things better in this world and for preserving his church. So with that compliment comes a commission, a bit of exercise, if you will. And the only way for one to know just how much saltiness the salt has, one has to sprinkle it around. whether working on our food to make it taste better or working on our sidewalks to make them less slippery, salt must be spread around if it's going to work. So while our doctors may recommend a sodium-restricted diet, our Lord requests us to liberally spread our saltiness, that saltiness being the good news of Christ and Him crucified, throughout the world. Think of Jesus' parable of the sower. He did not care where the seeds were cast, whether they fell on rocky or good soil. He was not stingy with it. He did not make sure the soil was just the way he liked it. He simply spread that seed, that word of God, everywhere. Next, Jesus calls us the light of the world. And like the salt comment earlier, this is a wonderful compliment. We shine with the light of Christ. We are baptized children of God, and we are His own. And just as the moon illuminates the cold February nights, reflecting the sun's light onto our dark world, we too shine with the Son of God's merciful light. We are to reflect His love, His mercy, and His forgiveness. As the gospel writer Matthew says, we are to let that gospel light shine to all in the house. All. That means everyone, and there's no way around it. There are no exceptions on who we are to let the gospel light of Christ shine. One can't hear this gospel reading without thinking of the old song, This Little Gospel Light of Mine. It's a wonderful song, and it is based on this passage. But this morning I'm going to select two words that I'm going to pick on a little. This little gospel light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Mine. That's the word that has a little bit of a problem, for me anyway. Because while, yes, we are the light of the world, the light we shine with is not ours to keep. The light is not mine to do with as I see fit. As the Bible passage clearly states, it is a light to let shine to all. It is the light of Christ. It is the message of salvation, of forgiveness of sins. It is the message of the cross. It is His light, and all we are to do is let it shine. We do not hide it under a bushel, no, and we do not swipe out the 700-watt halogen bulb that is Christ for our own 40-watt fluorescent, just to save a little energy or to not be so bothersome. We simply let Christ's love and mercy shine in all its brightness. We do not pick and choose whom to shine it on. For the gift of salvation through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is a gift for all who live in darkness. It is a gift for the sinners of this world. And lest we forget, that's you, that's me, that's everyone, there are no exceptions. Remember who Christ came to. He came to the prostitutes, the sinners, and the unwanted. He came to the Samaritan foreigners and to the diseased lepers. He came to the littlest, the lost, and to the least. The second word from the song I'm going to call out is the word let. Let it shine. I actually like that word. It's a great word. I have no problem with it, because to let something happen is to do just that. We let it happen. Get out of the way. Don't try to push it here. Don't try to push it there. Don't try to make the light better, more fitting, or more politically correct. Don't try to update it or put your own personal spin on it. Let the full light of Christ shine in all its brilliance. It's His light, His grace, love, and mercy, and I think He knows best how to use it. I love those Sunday mornings here at Trinity when the sunlight brightens the stained glass windows. It makes this a very special place and reminds me that it is good, Lord, to be here, here with my fellow Christians, here in God's house with His holy word and His precious gifts. There's really no better light therapy for our sinful ways. There's no better diet and exercise than to be surrounded by Him and His sacraments. They are His gift to us. They are our heavenly compliment. But remember, there is a commission that goes along with the compliment. It is the commission to spread our saltiness and to shine like a beacon. As much as we love the light shining in, we need to reflect that light outward. This little brick church and every church that preaches Christ crucified is called to be a beacon, a bright and shining example of Christ. We are to take the message of Christ crucified out to the world. We are to be shining examples of his mercy, his forgiveness, and his love. When the people of this town, this neighborhood, and this world see us, they are to see the reflected light of Christ in our conversations and in our dealings with others, even our enemies. God's word makes it clear that we are not to be stingy with our saltiness or economical with our light. It is not our light to hide. It is Christ. He has given it to us freely. There are many programs here at Trinity that already are letting the light shine, and that's a blessing. But you don't have to be on a committee or a board to reflect the light of Christ. And it's not as simple as sticking a fish decal on your bumper or showing up for the holidays. Letting Christ's light shine means letting it shine in every aspect of your daily life, in your marriage, at your job, in your school, and in your car, in conversations with others, and in caring for the unwanted and the despised, the littlest, the lost, and the least. And all of this without letting us get our fears and stubbornness in the way of that light. We cannot let our own snowstorms and sinfulness turn us into bushel baskets that are hiding that light. When people talk about this little brick church on the corner, we want them to say, that is a church that shines with the love of Christ to all. That is a church where the people demonstrate mercy and forgiveness, even to the diseased and the unwanted. Those people there are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Yes, I know it's easy for you to say, Vicar, I get it. We may lose respect and a few friends along the way. It touches a nerve here or there. We'll probably not make any money at it, and we may even get kicked out of a few popular social groups. But we have nothing to fear or worry about. We have been chosen by God himself to be his witnesses, his salt, his light. It is he who empowers us. It is he who charges us up with his Holy Spirit, his word, and his sacraments. He supplies unlimited wattage to his light, and there is nothing we can do to dim it. In fact, instead of trying to turn it down, it is best to just put on some sunglasses and simply let it shine. Remember, it's good to put storms behind us, and it's good to shine outward. Besides a liberal sprinkling of his salt of the earth and a generous dose of the light of Christ is the best diet and light therapy one can have for this cold winter season and every season of the year. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We ask at this time that you fill out the red pew pad folders as we ask our ushers to come forward for the offering.